Lieutenant Foley, what background or training is ideal for an IMPD officer who is tasked with communicating to someone who is holding a hostage captive or is suicidal?
One of the main tactics we have is teaching our recruits and teaching our officers de-escalation skills, and then tactics to keep them safe. So depending upon the situation, we may try to isolate an individual, speak to them in a calm voice, try to rationalize with them, and then as soon as possible, get other resources on scene, such as negotiators and operators with the SWAT team there who have more extensive skills to handle those types of situations. But our officers are trained in de-escalation. They're trained in mental health first aid. They're trained in a numerous scenario-based training. So that way they have a variety of skill sets. Now, we're not ever going to be able to train officers to handle every situation because every situation is going to be different. So there's always unique factors. But we hope with giving them all these different skill sets that they will be able to use those skills to be able to handle most situations in the most desired format.
Ultimately, the goal is to resolve a hostage or suicide situation with no lives lost. Is there any type of post-situation review or training revision when lives are not saved?
So as a common practice with our officers, they do incident reviews following incidents, whether lives are lost or whether lives are saved. Because even when we do things that result in the desired outcome, there's always opportunities for us to look at the situation and say, okay, what could we have done differently? What could we have done better? Whether it's tactics, whether it's communication, to ensure that, you know, the desired outcome in that situation is good, but we want that desired outcome in all or as many situations as possible.
In hostage or suicide situations that we see on TV, we usually see the person being led away, and that kind of where it ends there. What resources are available to a suicidal person or hostage taker once they are taken away from the scene and the scene is resolved with no lives lost?
So I think these are two distinct questions you're asking. You know, a hostage taker, some of that might just be a criminal act. There might not be resources for us to provide them. That might be the resource they might need is incarceration to ensure that they're not out doing this to other people. But sometimes those might involve mental health issues. Suicide typically involves mental health issues. So if we get to a situation where we do an immediate detention with someone, which is where we take them to the hospital for evaluation and possible treatment, our MCAT unit does follow up with them to offer them resources. Now, we can't make people accept the resources. Beyond doing immediate detention, we can take them to the hospital and let the doctors evaluate them and determine if they need to remain at the hospital. What we can make people do is limited.
Lieutenant Foley, thank you for enlightening the WFYI audience with this information.
No problem. Thank you for your time, ma'am.